AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House has approved transferring articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has put together a team to prosecute the case at the Senate impeachment trial, which is supposed to start next week.
Whatever the outcome, the American people want a fair trial, fair to the president, fair to the American people. The American people deserve the truth. The Constitution requires a trial, a fair trial.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy points out it took a month to get the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
These delay tactics were self-serving, hypocritical, and discrediting. But they made an important admission. Some might even call it a concession. You proved a very big point. Democrats do not even believe their case was robust enough to win in a trial.
President Trump expects quick acquittal, even as new evidence is raising fresh questions about his dealings with Ukraine. President Trump and China's chief negotiators signed the so-called Phase 1 of a trade deal between the two countries. It eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
I think there are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak and feckless, saying President Trump acts tough on China.
But when the pressure is on, when jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
Three people are in custody after a live mortar round was found in their vehicle at a gate at Pearl Harbor Military Base in Hawaii. A lockdown has ended at Tennessee's McGee-Tyson Air Base. This is AP News. Near Orlando, Florida, Anthony Tott has been arrested, charged with murder.
He has confessed to killing his wife, Megan Tote, 42 years of age, whose date of birth is January 28, 1977. And their three children.
Osceola County Sheriff Russ Gibson wouldn't say how the wife and children died, stating he would wait until the coroner released results. He said they appeared to have been killed late last month. Boston Red Sox owner Tom Warner says manager Alex Cora had to leave.
Alex was professional, understanding that he had made a mistake. And so after a couple of conversations, we all mutually agreed that we needed to part ways.
Cora was implicated in the sign-stealing scandal with the Houston Astros. That team's manager and general manager have been fired. Alex Cora was a bench coach for the Astros in 2017. Ed Donahue, AP News.